Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me on stage to play this next round is Josh Rubin and Jessica Trimble. Josh, you are a New York attorney. Jessica, an emergency room nurse. Thank you both. What would you title the book of your life so far, Josh?
I was thinking more in terms of job, but I was thinking a sometimes civil action.
That's great. I love that. I'm ready to make that book happen for you. How about you, Jessica?
What and leave show business? Yes, for emergency room nursing.
Because you left show business to be an emergency room nurse?
I had a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and I was in the part of show business where you don't make any money.
Most of it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, 99%, yes.
And here we are.
It all comes around.
Now, I asked you that because our next game is called Working Title, which sounds like we didn't quite come up with the title for this game.
That's right. Yeah, it's not, we didn't finish this game, so it's not going to be very good. Sorry. No, that's not true. As any author could tell you, sometimes the title is the hardest thing to come up with. That's also not true. In fact, lots of now famous books started out with different titles. So I'm going to give you a book's working title and a hint about the book. You tell us what the book's ultimate title was. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, an example, please.
Absolutely. This part is true. If I said Trimalchio in West Egg was the working title of the story of a young mysterious millionaire in the jazz age, your answer would be The Great Gatsby.
We would also accept as an answer, what the heck is Trimalchio? Ring in when you know the book, and the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. This book's working title, Atticus, is actually the first name of the book's main character, a southern lawyer, father of two, and a great moral hero. Jessica.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
You got it. First Impressions isn't as catchy as the final title of this classic tale of 19th century England, and adding and zombies to the title does not sound as cool. Jessica.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies? Pride and Prejudice.
Well, yes, yeah. You had me at Pride and Prejudice, yes.
I do like First Impressions and Zombies, though.
All's Well That Ends Well was the overly optimistic title given to early sketches of this mammoth novel about five Russian aristocratic families in the early 1800s.
Josh. War and Peace?
War and Peace, that's right.
Have you read it, Josh?
Parts of it.
Yeah. That's what everyone says.
That's all you need to read. You read the whole thing. It's not
worth
it.
Yeah, first page.
Yeah. Right. This book about the lost generation was first published in England under the title Fiesta, and it brought worldwide attention to the annual running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain, something its manly author surprisingly never participated in. Jessica?
Old Man and the Bulls?
No. Josh, do you have a guess?
I don't have it. I know it's Hemingway, but I don't know the book.
You can guess any Hemingway novel you like. It doesn't hurt if you're wrong.
I cannot think of a Hemingway novel. Does anybody out there know what the answer is? The Sun Also Rises. That's right. Referring to the civil rights tumult of the 1960s, this book about the history of the author's family in Africa was originally titled Before This Anger.
Roots?
Jessica.
Roots?
Oh, I'm sorry. Roots.
No,
Jessica,
thank you.
And Josh at the same time. Yeah. Yes, Jessica is correct, and Josh is completely ignored because...
Although Josh is correct, too.
Aw, Jessica.
Thank you.
Although you both said it in exactly the same way. Josh went, roots, and you went, roots? It was like kind of nice. Sing-songy.
With a working title of The Kingdom by the Sea, this book is a woman's name that has become a term for a sexually precocious young girl. Josh.
Lolita.
Lolita, yes.
The Kingdom by the Sea, though, what the does that have to do with anything? That is, like, if you bought The Kingdom by the Sea and then read Lolita, you would be like...
Surprised.
I was wanting to read a book about the ocean.
Yeah, that.
This is your last clue. This 1974 nonfiction book's actual title is an allusion to the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme, but its authors originally titled it At This Point in Time. Josh.
All the President's Men.
You got it. Greg, how did our contestants do?
Well, once again, we have a tie.
Unbelievable.
So I have a tiebreaker for you. It's a short one. This book's original title was Catch 18. Jessica.
Catch 22.
Very good.
Well done, both of you. And Jessica, you will be moving on, and we'll see you at our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Thank you.